Me? Why, oh, I'm thrilled, Gwen. I'm really thrilled.
Oh, I'm glad. It's really a terrific part. She carries the whole play. I'm scared pink, but of course if I can do it, it'll put me back where I...
Huh?
It'll be dandy.
That must be Gil. Hello, Gil, darling.
Well, at last.
Hello, Marshal.
Oh, it's Gil.
Julie, dear.
Gil.
Oh, it's good to see you all, to be back.
How was the trip?
Oh, here's something that'll interest you folks. There was a theatrical troupe aboard, American. They've been down in Buenos Aires trying to play in English. Ridiculous, of course. Poor devils didn't even have enough money to pay their passage. So we all got together enough to see them home. I guess I felt a little sentimental about them on account of you people.
Really?
Seems the manager skipped out with the money. You know the way these theatrical people are.
I think I'll go out into the kitchen and make myself.
What do you say, Gwen? Will you tell me all about your play?
All right, come along, Terry.
Right with you.
Julie, how I've missed you.
Gil, how could you?
What?
How could you talk like that?
What do you mean? What did I do?
You insulted every one of us.
Insulted you? How?
The way you talked, of course, about the theatrical troupe.
Julie, I said they were nice people.
Oh, yes, surprisingly nice.
Yes.
Exactly, and you insulted every...
But I insult you. We're going to be married, aren't we? Well, aren't we? Oh, I suppose we're going to be interrupted as usual.
Hello, sis. How have you been?
Tony! Come on, everybody. It's Tony.
Well, I was afraid to let you know, and that's why I came by way of Xochitl Mico.
Xochitl Mico?
Why?
Well, because Morania and Schlesingen were going to declare war on each other. I knew if I got out, she'd marry him, and everything would be all right.
Who'd marry who?
He's making it all up.
It's been in all the papers. Natalia broke off her engagement with Rupert of Schlesingen.
Who's Natalia?
Natalia's the princess of Morania. She's a nice kid, but I didn't mean anything serious. I mean, that's the trouble with those princesses, Van. They're sheltered liars. You dance with them a couple of times, and they want to elope with you. Of course, when she broke off with Rupert and the Prime Minister sent for me...
I'm beginning to understand. You started another war.
Oh, no, I don't think they'll fight. she'll get over it. Anyhow, that isn't why I came home. Oscar, listen.
Yeah?
I was walking along the back streets of Nizhno Novgorod one night, and I happened to pass a little theater stuck away in a courtyard. I don't know, I got a hunch about it, and I went in. Well, say.
Good, huh?
Good. It's the best play I ever saw in my life, and I bought it.
You bought it?
What for?
What for? I'm going to act in it, of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Tony, you don't mean pictures. We're going back on the stage?
Tell me, what's the play all about?
Well, in the first place, Oscar, they use a revolving stage. But it not only revolves on the floor level, it revolves up and down like a Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's symbolic, you see. I mean, when the character is happy, he's whisked up to the top. And when he's miserable, the wheel makes a quick turn and he lands on the floor.
Good showmanship.
Yeah, and when you exit, you seem to walk right through the scenery. They do that with an electric eye. And the entrances, Oscar, you just slide down from above, or else they let you down by wires. Eh? Kominsky, the fellow that does it in the Nizhny Novgorod, fainted six times the first night. Yeah, I tell you, Oscar, it's a knockout. Of course, the great thing, folks, about this play is it takes two nights to do it.
Two nights?
Wow.
Tony, you're cuckoo.
No, wait a minute. You people don't understand what this thing is. It's a modern version of the Passion Play.
And you play?
The lead, of course. It's pure blank verse. And the incidental music. Is the piano in tune? Listen.
Tony, before you start, if you people don't mind, I'm awfully sorry. I've got to break away, Julie. I'll be back later. I've got about an hour's business.
No, that's all right. I mean, I'm awfully sorry you have to go, Gil.
Gwen, I think I'll have to go, too. You'll be home later, huh?
Oh, of course, Terry. Run along.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, here's the way this thing goes. And then when he comes down from the mountains, there's a stunning passage.
Oscar.
Huh?
Why don't you let me read the play?
What?
The play by your college professor. Why don't you let me read it?
What do you mean, read it? What for?
Why, I just thought I'd like to get a sort of an idea of the part.
I'll send you up a manuscript this evening.
Goose
kick. Yeah, but Fran, the biggest kick of all comes in the fire worship scene in the eighth act. They've got a religious procession there, lasts 12 minutes. And believe me, it's pretty pagan. Oscar, if you can get by with it and not be padlocked,
it's the baby. Look, it's the baby.
Oh, Mom,
Oh,
don't crowd round me, please. Get in there. Oh, I wish you wouldn't all crowd round me.
Tony, look, you've never seen him before.
Yeah, yeah, let me see him, huh? Yeah, I think he's terrible.
Tony! Here, let me see my grandson. Aubrey Cavendish Stewart. Do you know who you were named for, baby? Aubrey Cavendish.
Say, that young fellow is a Cavendish, all right. He does look like Aubrey.
He's going to be like Aubrey, too. He's going to be a performer.
Listen, folks. Listen. I got a great new play I'm going to produce, and in it they talk all the time about a baby. Why shouldn't we have a scene where the baby is carried on?
Oh, you're crazy.
Gwen, you'll have to start sometime.
Aubrey Cavendish.
Aubrey Cavendish Stewart.
That won't stop him. He's a Cavendish. And he's going to carry on. We always have, and we always will. When one drops out, there's always another one to take his place.
Hey, Pam. They're waiting dinner for you, Mom.
Hey, wake up, old girl. Mother. Oh. When one drops out, there's always another to take his place.
Curtain has fallen on the Theatre Guild production of The Royal Family, starring Frederick March. And now, in the few moments of broadcast time which remain, we hear the Theatre Guild Orchestra and Romanian Rhapsody. Thank you. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.